Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend Mass in person. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish and remember to observe your Sunday obligation. We begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
Amen.
As we come together now for the celebration of this Eucharist, we do take a moment acknowledging our sinfulness. We seek God's forgiveness, God's grace and mercy, as we need this in a moment of quiet reflection. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. As we recall year by year the mysteries by which, through the restoration of its original dignity, human nature has received the hope of rising again, we earnestly beseech your mercy, Lord, that what we celebrate in faith we may possess in unending love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The high priest rose up, and all of his companions, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, laid hands upon the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, "Go and take your place in the temple area, and tell the people everything about this life." When they heard this, they went to the temple early in the morning and taught. When the high priest and his companions arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, the full senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the jail to have them brought in. But the court officers who went did not find them in the prison. So they came back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked and the guards stationed outside the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." When the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests heard this report, they were at a loss about them as to what this would come to. Then someone came in and reported to them, "The men whom you put in prison are in the temple area and are teaching the people." Then the captain and the court officers went and brought them, but was out without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. The word of the Lord. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Earlier this morning at 8:30, I went over to St. Thomas More at St. Peter and Paul Parish in Green Bay and had celebrated the Mass for the children of the school from first grade to eighth grade. And I asked them by raising their hands, how many of you are afraid of the dark? And I was so surprised that not one of them raised their hand. And I said, well, you must be listening very closely to today's gospel, because that makes you children of light. And we are called to be children of light. We should be afraid of the darkness and head towards something that we can clearly see. I also told them the story that I have a big house. And throughout the house, I must have a dozen nightlights so that when I get up, I can be sure that I'm not going to stumble, trip on a rug, bump into a chair. I want to make sure that I can see the place clearly. And so in being that way, I think that we all want to be drawn to the light. And the light for us is Jesus Christ. He's the guiding light. I said to the children, we are Christian. We are Christ-like. And that means that we are to be like Jesus. And Jesus, through light, can only help us do that. I said, what do you know about Jesus? And I said, well, from the scriptures, what I can tell you is that Jesus is someone who went out of his way for other people. Jesus cared about other people. Jesus was concerned about other people. Jesus loved the people around him very much. He would do anything he possibly could for someone else. I said, when people see you, or do you think of yourself as Christ-like in that you too are someone who goes out of your way for other people? You care about other people. You're concerned about other people. You love the people around you very much. You do anything you possibly could for someone else. It's a great example of what it means to follow Jesus. And that light of Jesus is meant to guide us in that direction. In just a moment of quiet prayer, think about that light and how it can illumine for you the path to eternal life, to someday share eternal life with God our Father, his Son Jesus, and that Holy Spirit guiding us on that journey to get to heaven. We bow our heads in thankful praise for the light that is Jesus, who is always there to guide us and direct us and give us the vision of heaven that we want to someday be a part of. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of our needs, our prayers, the petitions we bring. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, that he may remain strong in spirit and health in his service to the Church and the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood, consecrated life, and sacramental marriage, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for an end to abortion and all other attacks against the dignity of human life, we pray to the Lord. For those who are away from the church, that they may feel the call of the Lord to return to Mass and the sacraments, we pray to the Lord. For all families, that they will entrust themselves to the Holy Family in order to strengthen the foundation of our society, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Sharon Stoller, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. We pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us a bread of life. By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the
O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in the sacrifice have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic host pray together the unending prayer of your glory as they acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. the mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And please share with one another a sign of peace. Together we pray. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those that you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind you, that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio today. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. And on this Wednesday, a litany of St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God.
Have mercy on us.
Hail Mary.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Noble son of the house of David.
Pray for us.
Light of patriarchs.
Pray for us.
Husband of the Mother of God,
pray for us.
Guardian of the Virgin,
pray for us.
Foster father of the Son of God,
pray for us.
Faithful guardian of Christ,
pray for us.
Head of the Holy Family,
pray for us.
Joseph chaste and just,
pray for us.
Joseph prudent and brave,
pray for us.
Joseph obedient and loyal,
pray for us.
Pattern of patience,
pray for us.
Lover of poverty,
pray for us.
Model of workers,
pray for us.
Example to parents,
pray for us.
Guardian of virgins,
pray for us.
Pillar of family life,
pray for us.
Comfort of the troubled,
pray for us.
Hope of the sick,
pray for us.
Patron of the dying,
pray for us.
Terror of evil spirits,
pray for us.
Head of Relevant Radio,
pray for us.
Protector of the church,
pray for us.
Protector of the Redeemer,
pray for us.
Servant of Christ,
pray for us.
Minister of salvation,
pray for us.
Support in difficulty,
pray for us.
Patron of refugees,
pray for us.
Patron of the afflicted,
pray for us.
Patron of the poor,
pray for us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. God made him master of his household.
And put him in charge of all
that he owned. Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your Son. May we have the help of his prayers in heaven and enjoy his protection here on earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon Central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Martha. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to
really build on something you said, Martha, from my own experience as a young man with parents who were in a lot of conflict, one who had mental illness, my mom. And I was raised outside the church. And I remember as a young man, I'm now 56, thinking, wow, this Catholic family I've met, they're so happy. And my future mother-in-law said that, well, faith is a gift. And I thought, ooh, that sounds kind of tough, because how do you get the gift? I thought, you know, gifts just kind of show up in your life. But human hope led me to simply ask for the gift of faith, and I received it. And 7 years into marriage, I was baptized. We have 7 beautiful adult children. But it's all because of the witness of my future mother-in-law and the way our hearts are made. Our hearts are made for hope and for faith in God, the one, the Father. And I asked for it and I received it. It takes time, but I just really wanted to kind of really just thank you for saying what you said and say that as I think about that sorrow in my life then and how it's just bloomed into so much joy in my life today, it's because of, you know, that poverty I felt. I wasn't afraid to kind of ask for what I didn't have.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio. Help us change hearts and lives by giving a tax-deductible donation now at relevantradio.com or in the Relevant Radio app. Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio.
Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Or call 1-877-291-0123.